Welcome to CSR Chickering Student Radio. Your hosts today are Alexander, Anthony, Bella, and Antonio.
What is Cry Innocent? Cry Innocent is about a Salem witch trial. The trial was about a Puritan woman named Bridget Bishop who was accused of conjuring witchcraft spells. Cry Innocent performed at our school. We had the opportunity to talk to the actors and actresses about their program. We hope you enjoy learning about Cry Innocent.
Curious as to why they joined the program, Cry Innocent of Salem. They explained.
Well, I was a acting student at Salem State in Salem, where Cry Innocent was taking place. A friend of mine had worked for Cry Innocent before and suggested that I audition, and that's how I got involved.
And I actually came to visit Salem. I was on vacation, and I saw it, and I was already an actor. It was a history theater double major in college, so I was looking for jobs that involved the things that I cared about and had a degree in, and Cry Innocent obviously was that. So I auditioned and wound up moving to Salem.
Yeah, so a very similar story that I graduated college. I grew up in Salem, but I went to college outside of Salem. And when I came back, I was looking for work, and my friend said I should audition. And it seemed perfect because I love history and I love theater. I studied theater in college, so it was a perfect fit.
Since the actors and actresses were ready to Cry Innocent program, we wonder if they had an opinion about how this fear of witches came about. The actors said...
Yes.
Pretty complicated.
I guess as background to this, I studied the history of witchcraft persecutions in college. That's what I wrote my honors thesis on when I was a history student. So I had already studied a lot about witchcraft in New England, but also about people's beliefs in Europe at the same time, which is what all of this actually came from. These are beliefs that colonists carried across the Atlantic with them when they first came to Salem and other towns here in Massachusetts. So it is something that their entire... Everyone in their society believed in witches. They believed that witches were a thing that really existed, that you didn't necessarily know who they were, but they were out there doing harm in the world. So they were kind of this invisible enemy within your society. And I think that that is specifically how people in... the world in this particular world between, you know, both in Europe and America between about 1450 and 1700 or so made sense of bad things that happened in their lives. But I think that every society that's ever existed has a tendency to try and find a story like that about some kind of mostly made up internal enemy that they can blame their problems on. And I think that that's what happened here.
The presentation was very interesting with lots of details, but how did they know what really happened? They stated...
A significant amount of material survives from examinations, not so much the actual trials, but we do have depositions, as well as the original examinations. Bridget's case in particular has some of the most surviving material. So the script is actually based completely on that examination and the depositions from her trial.
And there were also several books that were written in the immediate aftermath of the Salem witch trials. Like, there's one by Cotton Mather that talks a lot about Bridget's case. And there are others by people who didn't like the witch trials and who were trying to disprove what was going on. So all of those can be used. And there, a lot of these records have actually been published now, so they're pretty easy to read. You can read them online. The University of Virginia has all of the Salem Witch Trials papers on their website, and you can go and look at both scans of the original document, so you can see what the handwriting was like, and then transcriptions of it, so it's easier to read for a modern person. And all of those things, all of those original documents from the time period that were written by people who were really there, are what historians call a primary source, and that's the starting place for studying all history. You need those documents in order to figure out what actually happened.
The design and the costume surprised us because we thought they would be dark and gloomy. We wondered how they knew what the clothing looked like. The actors explained.
Okay, I guess I'm going to do all the talking today. The way that we know generally what people's clothes looked like in that time period, it comes from surviving pictures. There aren't a ton, especially for... everyday people. Usually, most surviving clothing from this time period or from any time period tends to be more things that were worn by wealthy people.
actors and actresses of Cry Innocent gave us an amazing dramatic performance that taught us a lot about the Salem witch trials. We were very ecstatic when they came over to our school. It surprised us how they knew so much about what happened 325 years ago. We hope that you enjoyed learning about the Cry Innocent program today.
Thanks for joining us today.